Hello and welcome to the second edition of Hear Me Speak, views from Engage Project at City University of London. I am Favour and I'm with
Naomi
and Yasmin. And remember, if you want to get in contact with us, just follow the Engage London blog or hashtag Hear Me Speak.
Okay, so as you know, fashion has, music has a very big influence in fashion nowadays. I know, for example, when I was 13 to 16, I was heavily influenced by rock, metal, punk, anything with a guitar and a drum, you name it. So I went through an embarrassing goth phase, I would say. I had the whole shebang, the black big clothes. Black trousers with the tassels.
I can imagine.
Platforms. I even had a mohawk, embarrassing enough.
Oh my god.
Then I went through my emo phase, so it was just hair filled with colour.
I'd love to see pictures of this.
Oh, there are many.
How was your secondary school days? Did people look at you weird and stuff?
Well, the thing is, with having a specific style, you get into the subculture, so you tend to kind of swerve into people who have a similar style to you, so then you don't really get many looks because it's directed at the whole group anyway.
Oh, that was different. Mine was different because I was into Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was a flashy type of person. He wore gloves. People look at me, are you going to a funeral? Why are you wearing gloves on a sunny day? And I'm the sort of person who just be like, I'm a Michael Jackson fan. Like, I was always wanted to be American.
How old were you then?
I was 13, around that time, 13, 14. And I guess that's also the time Michael Jackson was ill or something like that. After he passed away, so it was like, so I felt like I wanted to carry on his legacy in my school. And everyone just looked at me in a weird way, like, you're an old person. He's already gone. Get into the new trend. Like, it's Beyonce now. So I felt a bit down.
When I was 13, I listened to music, obviously, but my music never really influenced my style until now. Because I feel like now, at my age, it's more important to have trendy fashion and people really care about what you wear. The artists that I listen to and that all of my friends listen to and that I really am inspired by, I take their fashion because I'm inspired by their music, so why can't I use their fashion as well?
Who are you into now?
I'm into kind of a bit of grime, a bit of slow R&B. I love a bit of Stormzy.
I'm into Stormzy. So I'm J-Haas. Did you see what I done to get in the black bands?
So what I was thinking is, so you didn't really get into the music subculture more than the actual artists themselves influence you, their fashion.
Yeah, it's more like the artists themselves rather than the musical genre subculture, because I am inspired by the individual, not by the whole genre.
Right.
Okay. So I will take specific things from that artist and I'll apply them to myself.
I guess that's the way fashion's
I've never thought
going
about
nowadays.
It that way.
Because I know back when I was young, we had so many subcultures, so many. It wasn't just with rock, with hip-hop, with, what'd you call it? You know those, indie music,
indie
that's what
music.
I'm saying.
Oh, indie
hipster
music.
Hipster style.
Oh, I must say, actually, I was really into my indie music, and back in the day, 13-year-old, I feel like that's the running theme here.
Actually, do not want to know what it is.
I was into my indie music, and I did actually take some fashion ideas from like everybody around me that was also into.
Did you have an accessory with a mustache in it?
Oh my god, my whole wardrobe was full of mustache. I had a T-shirt that had different kinds of mustaches on, like maybe like 12 different types, and they were all named.
Ooh.
It was, and I had a necklace, had a bracelet. It's embarrassing, but
it's one of those embarrassing
the big
years.
Glasses that they
clear, they're not real glasses.
Not real glasses, but
I never went that far. But I was close.
True hipster style.
Yeah.
But do you think currently that that music influences young teenagers' fashion now, does it influence their personal behaviour?
I think it's a bit of both. Not as much as the media actually says it does. Like, they say that grime, talking about knife crime and everything, that really influences young people's behaviour. But I think it's much more just the little things like fashion and the youth of today maybe wearing more brands like Adidas, because Stormzy wears a lot of that.
Right, that's brilliant. Well, we will be right back. We'll get some more opinions from someone new. Just wait and see.
Hello, welcome back. We are now with
Mr. Jarrell.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome, Jarrell. Like we
it's
were talking
an honor
about
to be here right now today.
Like we were talking about earlier, how has music affected your personal style?
How has music affected my personal style? Lord. Music has affected my personal style.
Infected.
We can clearly see it.
Not even affected. I said infected. Like I'm talking. My clothes need a doctor because everything's just dripping. You know what I'm saying? I just got that sauce dripping. And I'm trying not to get lost in it.
So, what genre of music would you say represents your style?
Hip hop.
Old school hip hop, or are we talking
current
trap?
Hip-hop.
Which I class as I don't really class nowadays rappers as hip hop. I would class it as trap.
To be honest, rap is a subgenre of hip hop. Mm. Likewise, trap is a subgenre of rap.
Yeah. So would you say, basically, if you had to think of an artist that could represent your fashion, your style right now as you're wearing, Who would it be?
At the present time, I can't think of nobody that will come to mind specifically. But if we were to look back in the day, Tate the Carter 2, shout out Weezy, that's Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Tupac, how about Tupac?
Tupac had his thing popping, you know what I'm saying? He had his thing going. He had his own swagger, you know what I'm saying?
He was cool.
Very old school, though. The more Timberlands, very big tops. I'd say low-riding
pants. How do you never
pants.
Imagine? How do you walk with your trousers all the way down to your knees? Don't you find it hard walking?
Nah, that's been a mind frame masterpiece off the jump. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, did you ever have a hip-hop phase? I feel like somehow a lot of people have.
I cannot differentiate hip-hop and pop. So, R&B, I just think, you know, I'm into everything. So, I love Beyonce. Is Beyonce hip-hop or pop?
I would say
R&B.
Oh gosh, R&B to pop.
Yeah,
R&B to pop. Depends.
R&B to pop. So Beyonce was my first, but currently I'm into grime. Everyone's into grime nowadays. All the big massive. Everyone's going. I'm Bashman. It's all about Jamaican music because everyone wants to go to the club and dance and rock off their back. You get what I mean?
Yeah, everybody want to hear the dance floor start whining on it.
No, when we go to a party, we listen to R&B in the beginning just to set the mood, and then grind comes in just to make the boys, you know, just to man power and female power,
yeah.
and then bashment sets
drawing,
the relationship mood.
So drawing back to how fashion would be what is accepted. So with bashment, it's more shorts, don't you think? You have to show.
You have to show it means, you know, what I think about bashment is that you have to learn to love yourself.
Yes.
It's more about people that love themselves, show themselves. Because people are currently worried about being flat, having flat bum, flat boobies. But people have watched videos of bashment. Everyone of different shapes and sizes love their body and they're expressing it. So currently, bashment is influencing us to the point that we're starting to love our body more. So I think bashment is good, really good.
So to summarize, would you say music influences you right now? Your fashion?
Yes.
Currently?
Currently, yes.
Okay.
It's one of the things that influences us the most.
Right, well.
And my swagger be getting me nice like Paige Kiki too.
Well, guys, thank you for listening. You've... That's it from here, my voice team. Don't forget, you can get in touch with the OS by following Engage London blog or hashtag Hear Me Speak. I'm Naomi, and from all of us,
and from all of us here at Engage Islington, goodbye.
Bye.